Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In case you somehow missed it, last weekend marked the beginning of the bold new Paul Levesque era in the world of WWE. Sports entertainment is dead, stories are finally being finished, and as a famous trio once put it, it's a new day, yes it is. What this new era holds for rising stars, new faces of the company, specific events, legendary names, and so many other pieces of the WWE machine remains to be seen though. But even if a handful of the following predictions turn out to be true, it's safe to say that this specific era will likely go down in history as one of the most memorable, fascinating, and potentially quite infamous spells in WWE history. So I've just got one question for you. Are you ready? Because I'm Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are 20 huge predictions for WWE's new Paul Levesque era. Number 20, the Bloodline saga somehow gets better. It was noted on a number of occasions in the wake of WrestleMania 40 Night 2's main event that the Bloodline saga that had helped carry WWE through one of its most successful periods of all time seemed to have reached its end. But in truth, the Bloodline saga still has a number of compelling chapters left to tell in Paul Levesque's new era. Firstly, after spearing a hole through his cousin in WrestleMania 40 Night 1's main event, it seems that Roman Reigns is probably going to have to answer to The Rock at some point. The Great One's also probably not that happy that the WWE Championship is now not within his Samoan dynasty. Then you have the potential arrivals of Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga too, with many speculating that these reportedly WWE-bound stars could be the latest figures to join a bloodline now licking their wounds in the wake of WrestleMania 40. If they've not already, they may have already popped up on SmackDown by the time this lands on YouTube. That injection of new talent could be exactly what this faction and just overall story needs to get it all the way to WrestleMania 41. With that event then possibly boasting yet another all-bloodline battle like Civil War thing between the Usos and Fatu and Tama Tonga, that'd be pretty good. Number 19, NXT sells out a stadium. Now, not only was WrestleMania weekend a huge one for the WWE main roster, it was also a record-breaking one for Shawn Michaels and NXT too. The Tuesday Night Delight managed to put on a stand-and-deliver event, one main evented by two black stars for the first time in NXT history, that became the highest-attended NXT show in the brand's history, with 16,545 people cramming themselves inside of the Wells Fargo Center. That gigantic number for a developmental PLE once felt like little more than a fantasy for this struggling brand, but in the wake of yet another well-received event, it's likely the D-Generation X pals have already started thinking, well, a little bigger. Now, no one is honestly expecting the Stars of Tomorrow to sell out a Lincoln Financial Field anytime soon. A slightly smaller stadium, though, like the ones you would find across the pond, typically hosting football matches. Why not, eh? That's what I say. With the right build and a few main roster stars all sprinkled in there, WWE could likely move a solid 30,000 tickets for a WrestleMania weekend NXT show at some point in the future. And that'd be enough to fill a number of UK stadiums, just saying, including the Swansea.com Stadium in Wales. You've just been there, WWE, do it again. So stand up and deliver a stadium experience, HBK. Number 18, Jade Cargill main events a main roster PLE within the next year. WrestleMania 40 was another massive night for the undoubted star of tomorrow, known as Jade Cargill. Tagging with Bianca Belair and Naomi in in a blockbuster six-person tag match against Damage Control. The former AEW star proved once again why she is one of the most exciting names on the WWE roster right now. And though she could likely benefit from a few more reps on the live show circuit, it does honestly feel like only a matter of time before this storm blows all the way right to the main event of the PLE. It wouldn't really be all that surprising to see the real-life superhero challenging for one of the top straps at the end of a Backlash or a Money in the Bank in the next year, would it? Hell, if she's booked right, I could even see her going on Last of the Mania, you just remember this recording. Whether Paul Levesque would feel confident enough to strap up the captivating SmackDown worker so soon into his new era is another question entirely, though. But having Jade dominate the rest of the roster for a few months before picking up her first L at a SummerSlam, a Royal Rumble, or even a WrestleMania would not be the worst idea in the world. It actually sounds like money, if you ask me. Number 17, Sami Zayn wins his first ever WWE World Championship. Alongside Cody Rhodes' hugely emotional finishing of his story, WrestleMania 40 was also the night another adored babyface conquered his own personal mountain. Only this one came in the form of an unstoppable Austrian. Sami Zayn's seemingly impossible Intercontinental Championship win was just magical stuff. And if that's the sort of moving and deafening reaction that can be created on the back of a mid-card title win, can you imagine the noise that's going to be created when this long-time underdog finally goes one step further? With Paul Levesque at the creative wheel, one of Sami Zayn's biggest fans if you didn't know, it's likely folks won't have to wait that long to see this particular scenario play out either. Despite being a part of the WWE system for over a decade at this point, Sami Zayn has still somehow never lifted a WWE World Championship. But after coming so very close in Montreal back in 2023 and then somehow not losing any of the support and passionate backing in the years since, it now feels like a glorious first ever WWE World Championship win for Sami Zayn is now a matter of when and not if under this hopeful new regime. Speaking of adored babyfaces, I want to know who you think is the greatest babyface working in wrestling today. Is it Sami Zayn or somebody else? You let me know in the comments section right down there. Number 16, MJF and more become all WWE. One specific name could interestingly be heard during Triple H and Cody Rhodes interviews on the Pat McAfee show over WrestleMania weekend. And while Paul Levesque did all he could to no-sell the MJF chance that threatened to derail that chat, the new WWE champion opted for a different approach. Cody openly admitted that MJF was his boy and a star with a huge future. Could that future see Maxwell one day sharing a WWE ring with his mentor turned enemy in this bold new era? Now, the former AEW World Champion was said to have signed a new deal with Tony Khan's company recently, one that would apparently keep him with the promotion until 2027. Though it's worth noting that MJF himself was quick to note that he'd not actually re-signed as of December 2023. Maybe he's just working his all, I don't know. Whether he remains with AEW for the foreseeable or not, it does seem like there's at least a small chance that a run-in Paul Levesque's era of WWE could be possible if Maxwell feels like testing himself somewhere else. Then you have the likes of Ricky Starks, another Rhodes pal slash student, Buddy Matthews, and Malakai Black. With each of these all elite performers all being linked to a possible WWE debut or return when their current deals with AEW expire too. Put simply, the likes of Rhodes, Cargill, Punk, Andrade, and Spears are all probably going to be joined by a few more one-time AEW names choosing to become all WWE in the next few years. Number 5, more WWE veterans follow in Edge's footsteps. What about moves in the other direction? While WWE certainly feels like the place to be right now in the wake of one of the most entertaining and successful weekends in company history, even a hot promotion isn't enough to convince everyone to stay put. I mean, just look at Edge last year. Despite likely having a job for life with the biggest wrestling organization on the planet, he instead opted to head on over to Tony Khan's world to have a bit of fun at the end of his WWE deal. There's likely a number of other names on the WWE roster who have been keenly watching Adam Copeland just take on a bunch of new, fresh faces over in AEW, and also exploring a slightly less restrictive environment. And he wouldn't really blame them for wanting to follow in the footsteps of the Rated R superstar at the end of their deals too. Now just picture this, Sheamus is all elite. I mean, he probably wouldn't go by Sheamus, he'd have a different name, but you get what I mean. The Irish powerhouse has very little left to achieve in his longtime home, and may just jump at the chance to work with old pals like Miro and Claudio Castagnoli in AEW. Maybe Ricochet decides he's had enough at the end of his current WWE deal and flips on over to Tony Khan's world for dream matches against the likes of Bryan Danielson and old rival Will Ospreay. In other words, the WWE AEW ship jumping probably is not going to be stopping at any point in this era. Number 14, Braun Breaker lifts a world title before WrestleMania 42. 2022. WWE have already gone out of their way to present one of SmackDown's new talents as a force to be reckoned with. But if you really want to announce the frightening physical specimen that is Bron Breakker as a new genuine potential star in Paul Levesque's new era of WWE, then this former NXT champion needs to get his hands on not just a mid-card strap before he turns the age of 30, but one of the top prizes in the company. Triple H and co. choosing to put the strap on a young talent would be such a welcome breath of fresh air at the top of the card. And it also wouldn't take much to accept Bron Breakker as somebody capable of absolutely blasting through the rest of the roster. I mean, look at the guy. On top of being a rather charismatic wrecking ball, the son of Rick Steiner also just so happens to be frighteningly fast and strong. The dude literally makes the ring move he hits the ropes that damn hard. Now, he doesn't need to hold the belt for an age or anything, but having Breakker shock the world with the crushing of a top champion, possibly even as one of Paul Heyman's new guys, well, to me, that would certainly be one way to make yourself a brand new bona fide megastar. Number 13, Dominic retires Rey Mysterio. All great things must come to an end, folks. And with the iconic luchador known as Rey Mysterio closing in on the big 5-0 this year, it feels like his time in between the ropes is probably going to come to an end sooner rather than later. The fact Rey even openly admitted back in October 2023 that he wanted to hang up his boots within the next year and a half to two, maybe, also points to the WWE Hall of Famer's career coming to a close within Paul Levesque's new era. Who better to send the adored hero packing then than his despicable son Dominic, eh? The two have already collided in a pair of enjoyable WrestleMania bouts, a singles match at WrestleMania 39 and then a tag match at 40, but Rey putting his career on the line against the Judgment Day member would be one hell of a way to bring their WrestleMania trilogy to a close. And it'd also be a cool way to end Rey's career, to be honest. Sure, it would likely boast a ton of ridiculousness and comical ass whooping as Rey attempts to teach his baby boy one last lesson on the show of shows. However, it also has the potential to be one more rather moving WrestleMania moment within this era too. If Dom Dom finally sees the error of his ways and embraces his deadbeat dad before he rides off into the sunset. Maybe. Number 12, Batista, Bray Wyatt, and Brodie Lee in the WWE Hall of Fame classes. Triple H's former Evolution stablemate and WrestleMania 21 and 35 dance partner has been tiptoeing towards the Hall of Fame for a while now. He was originally announced as a member of the 2020 class, but then that whole thing got cancelled because of that little pandemic thing that happened. Batista would ultimately be taken out of that class, but then he'd later say that he was supposed to be a member of the WrestleMania 39 class, but then couldn't do that because of filming scheduling conflict things. With Paul Levesque now fully in control of exactly who goes into the Hall of Fame though, this animal being unleashed as an inductee in the next few years is surely a given. An emotional induction for the late Bray Wyatt was also expected by many coming into this year's event too. But the Eater of Worlds will no doubt be celebrated at another version of the event in this current era. The late John Huber, aka Brodie Lee and Luke Harper, also feels like a bit of a no-brainer for an induction during this era too. A move that would likely mean the world to the Wyatt family and AEW Man's fans, family, and friends, including current WWE champion Cody Rhodes, who brought Huber's son, Brodie Lee Jr., into the ring with him when he was celebrating winning the title at WrestleMania 4.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 11, the remaining horsewomen reunite to dominate. Mercedes Money may be off living her best life over in the land of all elite at time of recording, but there are still three of the four game-changing horsewomen signed to WWE deals right now. And Women's World Champion Rhea Ripley's post-WrestleMania 40 comments of these horsewomen needing to move over may just have planted an intriguing seed for things to come. Current WWE Women's Champion Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair have all produced some pretty superb work on their own over the last few years. But what if the veteran talents finally chose to come together and create a super team of sorts? Hellbent on reminding these cocky stars who really runs WWE. Watching the horsewomen trio bully and systematically take out the young locker room would make for some pretty riveting week-to-week television. It could all then lead to a battle for the future of the division at a SummerSlam, a Survivor Series, or even a WrestleMania. Bayley, Becky, and Charlotte could even recruit other fed-up veterans to their cause. Before colliding with the likes of Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Jade Cargill, and others wanting to take the torch from the legends of the past. Triple H has already shown that he's capable of telling some pretty strong long-term stories. And hopefully the horsewomen's quest to reclaim their locker room could be another to add to that list in this new era. Are you enjoying this What Culture Wrestling predictions list? Well, hopefully. And if you are, then go down below, hit the subscribe button, and then you see more of this What Culture Wrestling stuff on your screen whenever you click on YouTube. Number 10, CM Punk sets fire to WWE. The CM Punk, currently seen having the time of his life pissing off the likes of Drew McIntyre in his former workplace, seems like a completely different human being to the one found going scorched earth in an AEW press conference. But never forget, the Punker's time in Tony Khan's company got off to a similarly pleasant start. If history has unfortunately taught us one thing, it's that the best in the world has a funny old habit of rubbing people up the wrong way backstage. Not in a creepy way, though. And even in an environment as seemingly pleasant and peaceful as the current WWE locker room, there's always a chance the former WWE champion will grow frustrated if things start to not go the way that he'd like them to. When that happens, pipe bombs and just all-round chaos are usually never too far away, are they? Or perhaps Phil Brooks has finally changed his ways, and his return home will see him properly become the sort of wise and patient locker room leader that he's always had the potential to be. Only time will tell, eh? Number 9, Brock Lesnar returns. Triple H's comments on Brock Lesnar's current WWE status at the WrestleMania 40 press conference, well, they were telling. The game confirmed that there were once conversations being had about Brock Lesnar showing up at the Royal Rumble, though he did say they were a long time ago. And he'd follow that up by saying that Brock was currently at home, but not gone from WWE. It was reported around the time of the Rumble that Brock had been pulled from the event in the wake of Janelle Grant's shocking lawsuit, with the Wall Street Journal later naming Lesnar as the former WWE champion and former UFC fighter referenced in that document. Since then, Brock has not been seen inside of a WWE ring and was even taken off the cover of the WWE 2K24 game. Paul Levesque's words here do suggest that the door is still open for a potential return under his new regime, but Lesnar's WWE future will likely become clearer as this horrible real-life situation continues to develop. Judging from the fact WWE just put on their biggest WrestleMania of all time without him, it doesn't seem like they're in desperate need of some added Brock at this moment in time, though, it must be said. Number 8, The Rock vs. Cody Rhodes main events WrestleMania 41. As the road to WrestleMania 40 continue to heat up, one thing became crystal clear. Cody Rhodes and The Rock throwing down in a one-on-one affair is definitely one of the biggest matches that Paul Levesque has the power to book right now, gradually evolving into WWE's ruthless and terrifying final boss. Dwayne Johnson ultimately positioned himself as the next big threat for the American Nightmare to overcome during his interactions with the new face of the company. He actually did this a little too well, to be honest, as you would now struggle to find that many people who'd be upset at a graphic showing Rock versus Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania 41 instead of that Roman Reigns cousin fight. When the pair share a ring or a parking lot, the end results are typically, well, electrifying. Dave Meltzer has even suggested that that is the current plan at time of recording, but the last year alone should have taught you by now that plans, well, they do change. The mystery of exactly what The Rock handed Cody Rhodes in his hand on the Raw after WrestleMania 40, and the promise of more gloriously dramatic and potentially bloody moments between the two, makes this absolute blockbuster, a must-book though at some point, and perhaps even on the grandest stage. Number 7, the women's division either struggles without Mammy on top or is forced to shake things up. So look, you're probably wondering straight away why I've got a hat on now and a different t-shirt. Well, I can explain. So originally I had a whole entry written and recorded about how Rhea Ripley could potentially go on a Roman Reigns-sized mega run with a women's world championship, holding that belt for like 1,300 million days and just dominating everybody and being an absolute badass of a champion. So I'm just hoping she doesn't lose the belt before this video goes out. But then it was announced after I'd done this recording that Rhea Ripley had gotten injured, and then she was eventually made to vacate her women's world championship. So now what? With Ripley being arguably the women's division's biggest star over the last year or so, and surely a person Paul Levesque wanted to continue pushing as one of the top names of this new era, how does that women's division look now without Mammy on top going forward? Without easily one of the most captivating names on the entire roster, elevating both the division as a whole and all who attempt to dethrone the dominant champion. Look, let's just face it, that women's world championship scene immediately isn't anywhere near as compelling. Now sure, you could always just throw that women's world championship onto the woman that Rhea just beat at WrestleMania 40, Becky Lynch, for a few months to steady the ship. But the division certainly looks a whole lot thinner without the Judgment Day's Eradicator as the face of it. And then you have the fact that Lynch has already clashed with a lot of the names near the top of the card on Raw recently, like your Liv Morgans, Nia Jax's, we've seen those a lot lately. A new champion is set to be crowned that has been announced next week, but we still don't know at time of recording who's going to be in that match. And knowing my luck, they're probably going to announce that in the next like 2 minutes. It's going to be a 60-person battle royale for the big old belt. Luckily, though, with the draft right around the corner, things could actually be shaken slash freshened up a little quite soon. Perhaps now is the time to finally pull the trigger on a Bianca Belair switch back over to Raw and a long-awaited heel turn, for example, with an evil EST stepping in to bully all of the women of WWE until Mammy finally makes her dramatic return from injury later down the road. A heel Belair versus a returning babyface Rhea Ripley at one of these big shows that you've got coming up in the future. For me, that is one way to make some new era lemonade with these particularly unfortunate lemons, I suppose. Most importantly though, I just want to say get well soon, Rhea, because oh boy, we're gonna miss you. Number 6, more crossover appearances. After years of refusing to even acknowledge the existence of pro wrestling outside of their own doors, WWE have actually recently begun to show a willingness to play nicely with others. I know, what a world. 2024 has already seen TNA's Jordynne Grace pop up in the Royal Rumble, and then we've had Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Charlie Dempsey, they also jumped on over to Bloodsport 10. And it was recently reported by Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated that, and I quote, one of WWE's potential expirations is to engineer a collaboration with other professional wrestling promotions. In other words, according to these contacts around WWE president Nick Khan, more crossover appearances could very much become a thing in the near future. Going forward, wrestlers from other promotions could find their way in the Money in the Bank ladder match, work their way onto a WrestleMania card, or maybe even take part in a fascinating invasion angle of sorts, because they always work out really well, don't they? One thing is for sure though. An era where WWE potentially regularly work with other wrestling promotions is certainly a more exciting one than the decades of that forbidden door being firmly shut. Number 5, John Cena breaks the record. The face that runs the place has said it himself. One last run is certainly something he'd be interested in during this Paul Levesque era. And if this really is the end for John Cena within a WWE ring, then it's here where the icon could finally break one of the most impressive records of all time. Though the star himself doesn't appear to be in that much of a rush to break Ric Flair's World Championship title winning record of 16 times, and even revealed that he promised Flair that he'd be there to congratulate Ric's daughter Charlotte Flair if she ever hit the big 1-7, WWE will likely find it hard to resist the idea of their one-time poster boy being the guy to break this particular record. I mean, they love breaking records, it's just what they do. Even if he doesn't get his hands on that one last world title though, Cena finding the time for one last compelling run will surely be must-see television for a few months. The almost 47-year-old Hollywood star has also made it pretty clear that he probably won't be wrestling at the age of 50, which means this Paul Levesque era could possibly contain John Cena's final ever match too. Oh, sad times. Number 4, Drew McIntyre reclaims a world title before or at Scotland. After spending years fighting for a chance to finally lift a world championship in front of a live crowd, DM Hunk himself did that. He did exactly that at WrestleMania 40. for about 5 minutes. Drew McIntyre's World Heavyweight Championship story within this new era surely is not over, though. And following on from having that world title ripped away by the combination of an incensed CM Punk and an opportunistic Damian Priest, the Scottish Warrior will likely stop at nothing to reclaim his prize. Now, at time of recording, Drew may not have officially re-signed with WWE, but his putting of pen to paper is surely inevitable at this point. They've just announced a damn Clash at the Castle show in his actual hometown of Scotland for June. Would WWE really be confident enough to book a Scottish PLE if they didn't think the biggest star from that very place would be sticking around? Expect Drew to claymore his way to yet another World Championship win, either before or during that OVO Hydro event then. And who knows, that particular Scottish showdown may even boast a Punker playing situational heel on the night. If that tricep is fully healed up, of course, but I mean, it looked pretty fine to me at WrestleMania. Number 3, even more blood and swearing going forward. The Rock's vicious beatdown of Cody Rhodes in the rain was by far, in my opinion, the most captivating moment in wrestling of 2024 so far. Outside of, you know, that little old story being finished, seeing the final boss once again swearing his big old bald head off was one thing, but it was the savage and extremely rare visual of a WWE babyface being made to bleed by a cruel heel that really caught folks' attention. WWE haven't exactly been all that fond of letting their stars intentionally shed the red stuff during their time as a PG product. But judging from Triple H's recent impulsive comments, it seems like swearing and blood may not be quite as rare an occurrence during this new Paul Levesque era. Though Trips clearly isn't someone who feels that blood in particular should be shed at each and every wrestling show, he did actually admit that there is a time for everything before then going on to add, and I quote, "When it's needed, pull the trigger, but the discipline is only pulling the trigger when it really means something and when it's shocking." Put simply, while blood and swearing doesn't look like it's going to become a regular part of the WWE experience during this new era, it does look like it'll now creep into the show when the moment really does demand it. Number 2, an inevitable dip in quality. Nothing lasts forever, people. WWE are currently in the middle of an all-timer of a run, one boasting countless super popular babyfaces, a properly terrifying final boss, and some terrific storytelling at times. Oh yeah, and then there's the selling out of just about every single venue that they announce a date for. But as with any hot wrestling product, there will inevitably come a time when a dip in quality is experienced during this new era. Peaks happen in wrestling all the time, folks. The Attitude Era peaked at WrestleMania X7. I mean, it did. Come on. AEW's incredible early days peaked at Revolution 2020, before things eventually reached a whole new level in the summer of 2021. Perhaps WWE's own current high-quality run peaked on the very same night that the Paul Levesque era officially began. I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to top Cody's moving story being finished in the unbelievably effective way that it was in Philly. And while Papa H has certainly proven that he possesses a few exciting tricks up his sleeves and the ability to successfully pivot when needed over the last year, history has shown that even the greatest bookers end up running out of genuinely inspired ideas eventually. Even just maintaining the high creative standards that WWE have set for themselves over the last few years would definitely be a huge win for Triple H. But that is definitely easier said than done. Number 1, WrestleMania hits the United Kingdom. By the time we reach the end of 2024, WWE will have brought a whopping 10 PLEs to countries outside of the US of A in the last 2 years. Various stadiums and arenas have been packed full of WWE fans all around the globe for events like Money in the Bank, Clash at the Castle, Elimination Chamber, and so many more. However, there's still one gigantic event that has yet to ever go down in a venue that is not North American. WrestleMania, baby. Fans all around the world have been begging for the biggest show in all of wrestling to come to their country for an eternity. But following on from John Cena's crowd-popping comments at Money in the Bank 2023 of wanting to bring WrestleMania to London, it does honestly seem like the United Kingdom is the current frontrunner should WWE finally have the confidence to pull the trigger on a European show of shows in the coming years. Will Cena's words, the overjoyed reaction that followed, and various MPs in Britain saying they will do whatever it takes to bring WrestleMania to our country, convince Levesque & Co. to produce one more truly historic event? Well, maybe. Never say never were the game's words on the matter after the Money in the Bank show. So even with it apparently being a lot more difficult than it appears, according to the current WWE head of creative, there's definitely at least a chance that Mania comes to Britain or another WWE-loving country under this new regime. And that's all we need, baby. If you still need a bit of a WrestleMania fix, then why don't you go and check out these match ratings that we've got right now for all the matches that went down at WrestleMania 40. Oh, I know you're intrigued, I'm intrigued, so go and click on that video right now. Bye-bye!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.